Imagine what it's like to be standing on what used to be your property and you're standing on shredded boards, but you still feel lucky because you have your kids, you have your animals, and you have your life. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. That's what a lot of people are saying to themselves, telling themselves in Moore, Oklahoma. Now it has been moved to an EF5, which is the worst kind of tornado that you could possibly be hit with. 230 people were injured, 24 people killed, a deadly storm that has maybe $3 billion worth of damage. Who knows at this point? Certainly not looking good. 17 to 20 mile path of destruction, just leveling homes. A day later, people are still talking about it, of course, demolishing an elementary school. Sadly, too many people died, but not as many as originally thought. If there is any kind of good news, it's that the 40-plus people they thought they wouldn't find, they did find in the middle of the night, pulling out 101 people in various states with debris covering them. So 24 dead, including 9 children, but no additional survivors or bodies were found on Tuesday. So no more bodies in the rubble. That's a town, by the way, of 56,000 people smashed by this monster mammoth stealer of life, the tornado that has now sent this town into a recovery mode. And a lot of Americans responding, so much so that some people have to be turned away and they're left leaving water and clothes and that kind of thing. And certainly the people appreciate it because this is the kind of stuff that they need. Everything is gone. You just think everything. When somebody says, they look into a camera, they say, I have nothing. They have nothing. But they have a lot of Americans and a lot of friends who have their backs. I think when it's all said and done, because of the Plaza Towers Elementary School where the 7 children drowned and the place was just flattened and kids were evacuated into hallways, and Briarwood Elementary School right in the middle of the path, I think the conversation, once all of this dies down and we get more distance between when it happened and actually more in the recovery and rebuilding our lives mode, the conversation's going to be about safe rooms. It's going to be about reinforced tornado shelters, figuring out ways to keep kids safe. Would that have saved them in that elementary school? Experts say still a question mark there. Maybe a better way to evacuate. Maybe looking at tornadoes with watches and warnings that can only do so much. As if this is what they're saying, if this is what the National Weather Service is predicting at their storm center, maybe sometimes we're going to have to take kids out of school and it turns out to be a little bit of nothing. I don't think they'll do that, though. I think things will change. I think things will change in the elementary schools, though. So the Moore tornado is the deadliest U.S. twister we've seen since that one in Joplin 2 years ago in Missouri that killed 161 people. The Oklahoma City Mayor, Mick Cornett, said it best. This was the storm of storms. Simply put, it is one of those storm of storms. It's not about torn roofs and some buildings standing and one side of the street's okay and the other isn't. It's about everything torn to shreds. It's about a lack of a playground. It's about twisted plastic metal that's unidentifiable. You can't recognize where you used to lay your head. Thank goodness some people acted as quickly as they could and just decided to ride it out in the closet or jumped in a tub, because that worked. That worked for a lot of the survivors. There are great stories of teachers who shielded children. laid on top of them, did everything they could at the one school, especially where it was so awful. National Guard, search teams from other states are all there still helping, doing whatever it is that they can. Highway patrol officers, extras, because so many people are coming into the town or trying to come back to the town or trying to help other people. And you got to think, you have debris everywhere. You have street signs nowhere to be found. Lights are out. Houses are obliterated. The hospital was slammed. And you're not going to find those people that easily. It's so bad, in fact. Imagine this. Think about this for a second. This happens to your family, your kids at school. You're in the house, you scramble, you can't get to them, but they're okay, and you're okay. Shocked, but okay. But you still can't find them. There's no cell service. There's no way to call. What are you doing? You're walking around with a bullhorn, and you're screaming their name in the bullhorn. That's what happened. If we were just to let what we call natural sound come through, what we would have heard afterwards is that. We would have heard people sobbing and people yelling names out in bullhorns. That went on for hours in Moore, Oklahoma. Because how do you find your kid, your spouse, your friend, your neighbors when you have no way to get in touch with them? And the entire town was decimated, and you have people coming in and out. That's the only thing they could do, and it worked. People were reunited with other people that they couldn't find, whether it was friends or family members or whomever it was. So that's the good news. Sometimes it's old school that works better than new technology, because that was the problem with cell towers go out. What is it that you have to do to reconnect? So the people there are dealing with the rubble, the scrap heap that looks like now, because they're even pushing it into more piles, like it's some kind of a dump. It looks like a landfill that's empty sort of in one spot with wood chips, but has big pieces of metal in the middle of it. And pulling those kids out of that rubble had to be a great moment for those rescuers. That was a highlight, I think, and probably my favorite pictures coming out of Moore is exactly that, looking at those photos. To be sure, other things are happening in our world, both here in the U.S. and off our shores. Coming up, Andrew Szabo, he joins us once a week with Peel Back the Onion, as we look a little bit deeper into some things that are going on that absolutely make no sense to him or to me. In this case, it's the Apple CEO and Apple being labeled as tax cheats because of the spots that they set up, the subsidiaries they set up in Ireland. One, I went by on a bus tour in Cork and was pointed out to me, and I thought, isn't that interesting? But Tim Cook is smart enough to give it back to them when he talks to a subcommittee on the Hill. So we'll talk about why our corporations are leaving the U.S. and what we should be doing instead of scolding them. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
America Tonight. We've been talking about the Apple CEO denying using tax gimmicks. What a huge, huge story. And listen, here on the show, I mentioned when I went to Cork how they were pushing the whole thing of Apple. And of course, there weren't people working in a factory in Apple. But I would defend Apple because of the crazy, crazy amount of corporate taxes that we pay here in the U.S. I know you're shocked by that, right? Probably not. So we're going to get into that here on the show. And it's perfect. Peel back the onion with Andrew Saba, the marketing chef. He is a professional speaker and positioning, branding, and messaging strategist. He joins us each and every week. And this really is sending a message, I think. As somebody in the profession, Andrew, I think Apple is sending a big message to the U.S. government by what actually they've been able to do off seas.
Exactly, and I think that's the story that's not being reported right now. The story has centered around this outrage of the amount of taxes that Apple is not paying. Well, the bottom line is Apple has a fiduciary responsibility to its shareholders to reduce its tax burdens. And, I ask an interesting question to people. You know, if a man or a person earns a dollar, how much are they entitled to keep? Well, it gets a little more complicated when it comes to a company. How much are they entitled to keep? How much is the government entitled? And what about an international company like Apple, which deals with multiple countries and have employees and production and people selling products to people overseas all over the world? It gets a little more complicated, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does. You know, the in having to go earlier in the day before Congress, the CEO Tim Cook, who I was mentioning, he testifies before the Senate panel and released, you know, details of how Apple uses a network, this is what they did, of offshore subsidiaries to save billions of dollars right every year in taxes. So the chairman, Carl Levin, says that Apple and other corporate giants were exploiting tax loopholes. Here is a quote. Apple's exploiting an absurdity, one that we have not seen other companies use. He said the absurdity need not continue. But, of course, from where he sits, that makes sense. But not everyone agrees. Senator Rand Paul said the Senate should apologize to Apple. Don't you love it?
Yeah, I mean, the reason it's attracting the attention is because Apple is so profitable. So you've seen a number of other companies like Apple and Amazon, I'm sorry, as well as Apple is Amazon and Google, and they're highly profitable. They're generating large amounts of dollars, so therefore that's what's attracting the attention of voters and politicians. And I think, yes, an apology is necessary because here's the bottom line. I think there's 3 points. So not only does Apple have a fiscal responsibility to its shareholders, the people who invested in that company, but there's two other issues. One is the U.S. has the highest corporate tax rate in the world. So what incentive is there to pay U.S. taxes? None. I mean, Apple is a multinational corporation. It's going to pay taxes where it suits it best. Now, Ireland happens to have one of the lowest tax rates in the world. Apple very smartly negotiated a deal with Ireland to reduce that already low rate even lower. So what's the solution? Lower the corporate tax rate. Make it more attractive for multinationals to pay U.S. tax. It's the legislation, the president and the legislation that can lower corporate tax rate. Here's the second point, and this has been on the news all over the place today, is all the business, so people analyzing how did Apple do this. And there's a number of so-called loopholes. Well, one of them, and this is the most favored tax loophole, whether you're Mobile Exxon or Apple, it's known as check the box. And I don't know if you're familiar with this, Kate, but it allows companies to basically instruct the government to completely disregard a certain foreign subsidiary for tax purposes. Well, Apple's main Irish subsidiary, which is AOI, checked that box for its entire global distribution network. And this is what the outrage is over, because this allowed the company to avoid, not evade, but avoid, avoiding taxes legal, paying $12.5 billion in taxes. So who created the loophole? The same legislature who created the tax laws, the same legislature who's crying foul now. So the solution there, simplify the tax code. It's the legislature writing the tax laws and creates the loopholes, credits, and deductions Apple and Co. are using.
Yeah. You know, you and I talked off the air about this, and people that listen to my show know how I feel about it. I think we should have a flat tax in this country. The bureaucracy of the IRS, the three dreaded letters, is just too giant, and the power it has definitely shifted. But regardless, it's so complicated, as you mentioned, the tax code. Nobody understands it. And when people complain about the wealthy getting tax breaks, I say this all the time, Andrew, and you know it because you know plenty of these people. If they can take advantage, they should. And the reason they should is because, guess what? They are able to afford the best attorneys that they have to pay a fortune to understand this outdated manipulative code that we live under for our taxes. And that's why they're able to do that, because they're paying in a different direction. Why not make it flat across the board and it be, who's going to argue that it's not equitable for everyone? What do you think?
Well, here's something that whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you can agree upon. The IRS is, it's so burdensome at this point and so inefficient and dreaded and hated almost. I mean, probably hated is probably the correct word. And people hate the tax code, whether you're an individual. And again, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, everybody tries to avoid the tax. Look at what Al Gore did. He tried to avoid paying several million dollars in tax by trying to squeeze in his sale of the radio station, the radio station for Al Jazeera, and get that into last year, because that was going to save him several million dollars in taxes. We all want to reduce the tax burden and avoid taxes. So if you don't like it, simplify the tax code. Totally agree with you, Kate. Have a flat tax. Simplify the tax code. When you have a simple tax code, guess what? You don't need this massive bureaucracy called the IRS, because everybody will pay the same tax. Maybe have a certain exemption up to a certain level, maybe $10,000. After that, everybody pays 15%. No exemptions after that. And you do the same thing with the corporate tax rate. Lower that tax rate. It's been shown. And I studied economics, by the way, at university. And 30 years ago, 25 years ago, people were talking about it's going to be a race with multinational companies that can locate anywhere. Capital can move. Therefore, it's really a race to the bottom. You're going to locate where you have the lowest corporate tax rate in the world. So simplify and lower.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what Tim Cook said. Here he is, the CEO of Apple, and when he was there, when they dragged him before Congress, one of the things he said is, I think it's important that we tell our story. I want people to hear from me. And he said, I'm urging you to cut the corporate tax rate from 35%, because that's what it is. And this is what he said, too, Andrew. He said, to the mid-20s. If you did to the mid-20s, that's what we're asking. I'm not saying don't have any taxes on us. I'm saying we'll do mid-20s, and you'll have all these companies come back and bring all of that revenue back to the United States that you feel you're losing.
Exactly, exactly, yeah. And not only that, he said that the corporate, I mean, he said that the tax code is so, it has not kept up with the digital age. I mean, that's the other thing. We now, and with the global, we now live in a global economy and a digital age. The tax code was written in the last century, and is outdated, overly complex, and way too high.
Yeah, and Apple certainly isn't alone. We're seeing other companies. Cisco has subsidiaries offshore. There are so many other companies that are doing the same thing, that while they may have a mass in the United States, they have other entities outside of the United States, and the reason they keep going back to is 35%, 35%, 35%, and almost all the CEOs say the same thing. If it's even in the 20s, we will pay in the 20s, you'll get everybody back, and you'll make more money in the long run than you will by chasing everybody offshore.
Exactly. I mean, Google, Amazon, same thing. I mean, the only reason the Apple has attracted the attention it has is because it is one of the largest companies in the world that's got the largest earnings in the world. So the dollars we're talking about are just bigger than everybody else's. So they've come under the scrutiny. But, you know, it was an interesting little footnote in a Forbes article today is, you know, what if the all these technology companies are having to invest huge amounts of money in tax attorneys, or just think if they could get rid of all those tax attorneys, then that'll be that much more they could put in R&D to create even more great products that they can sell. So those inefficiencies encourage corporations to really come up with these exotic strategies to lower their taxes, they could replace a lot of tax lawyers with the new software geeks as well, and industrial designers.
Yeah, that's a good thought, absolutely. Perfect place to end this. Peel Back the Onion with Andrew Saba. We'll do it again next week. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you, Ted.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. the original Grover Rocket Stove Minimal Wood Use Cooking Stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come in, sit down. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come here, mama. And let me play in the scene.
This is an oldie but a goodie here in America Tonight, a segment I like to call And Justice for All. Will there be justice in the case of Jody Arias? You know, it depends on who you talk to and how you feel about the death penalty. The crime that she was ultimately convicted of, slaughtering her boyfriend, deliberately murdering him in an unbelievable rage. It's so graphic that I won't even put you through that blender. And if you've watched any of HLN, it's like Jody Arias all the time, and I can barely stand it. But they covered this from the beginning to the end. So the 32-year-old, fighting for her life, wearing black, and rambling for however many minutes she was allowed to ramble. She said she never wanted the graphic, mortifying, horrific details paraded out into the public arena. Oh, how sad for you. Of course you didn't want the graphic details because you took a man's life who had a family who, frankly, they were stunned by what happened. So they're in the penalty phase of this. What will she get for murdering her boyfriend? And she could be sentenced to death. She could get life in prison. You know, ultimately, who knows? Arias testified for 18 days during the trial. She wasn't cross-examined after her statement on Tuesday. You want to hear her? I want you to hear. Here she is.
Asking for death is tantamount to suicide. Either way, I'm going to spend the rest of my life in prison. It'll either be shortened or not. If it's shortened, the people who will hurt the most are my family. I'm asking you, please, please don't do that to them. This is the worst mistake of my life. It's the worst thing I've ever done. It's the worst thing I ever could have seen myself doing. In fact, I couldn't have seen myself doing it.
You know, at one point in this trial, they were displaying her artwork as evidence, saying that her life should be spared ultimately, and because look at some of the some of the things that she's done and what a good person deep down she is. Are you kidding me? There were people in the courtroom who had Survivor T-shirts on, and, you know, it's just insanity in a way, what's been played out in this graphic, mortifying, horrific slaughter of this man, no matter what. So initially she said she didn't care if she got put to death. Now she's saying because it would hurt her family, she does not want to be put to death. By the way, she killed her boyfriend's name, of course, was Travis Alexander. She killed him in 2008. I'll give you just a few details in case you didn't tune in and hear the HLN, Jody Arias, all the time stuff that was happening, meaning the testimony, the analysis. It was like O.J. Light. She stabbed him 29 times, slit his neck from ear to ear, and then shot him in the face. Shot him in the face. So they come back again Wednesday. We'll see if they ultimately have decided on what her fate will be. And I have a feeling that she is a master manipulator. I have a feeling she may have manipulated them out of the death sentence. But if the jury does decide to give her death in the sentencing phase, she would be the fourth woman on death row in the state of Arizona. How about that? You know, absolutely crazy. Like I said, some of the details that have unfolded in the courtroom in that case, and just the torture, the things that happened, I think the family's reaction to it, that they would like for her to get death. And, you know, there's a whole debate over, is that an easy bailout? Is that something that ultimately doesn't allow the person to repent and serve the sentence they should be serving? But it would take us 4 hours and an entire show loaded with experts in your opinion to get into the tug of war over the death penalty. You know where I stand. If you've nailed the case shut and it's heinous and it's an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth kind of world, I'm going to go with death penalty in some of these cases. And I would say for her, especially now she's pleading for her life and all this stuff, I say she really deserves to get the death penalty. All right, let's move to something else that I would say would fit into what I would call my category, justice for all. You know, we used to let you weigh in some of these cases, and some of you have. We think of road rage, and you think of somebody being shot. People have been killed because of road rage. People have had their cars slammed into. People have had their cars keyed, which would be much better than being shot. But some crazy things people do when they lose their temper over being cut off or some other thing that happens to them on the road. There's a story about a driver who was so enraged that he, you know, didn't know what to do. So he reached for something that he could throw at the other driver. And the thing that he decided to throw was, he decided to squirt suntan lotion on the woman who he says led to the road rage that he just couldn't contain himself. He felt that he needed to track her down, and he squirted the lotion on her after that happened. And so this is what happens now. He gets arrested on a warrant for simple assault. Was that worth it? The guy's name, 52-year-old William Farrell Jr., and this was a guy out of Massachusetts. I'd say, dude, what a mistake. Did you feel good after you squirted the suntan lotion in the woman's face? Really? And what that goes on your record, a simple assault. You have to jump through hoops over that. Sometimes people get into hot water in their careers when they get, especially because this case got a whole bunch of attention. Yeah, give me a break. This is interesting, too, in a different sense, because it does fall into the category of court and justice. The Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence has now filed a federal lawsuit against Nelson, Georgia. What is Nelson, Georgia? Well, it's a small town. It's outside of Atlanta. The people in Nelson, you might have heard, passed an ordinance 2 months ago requiring that every head of household have a gun and ammunition. Nelson has a 5-member town council, and they voted unanimously, decided, you know, this is what we need here. And if you don't have a gun, you could be fined $1,000. That's interesting, isn't it? The suit says, the Brady Center suit says, that the law violates the First Amendment to the Constitution because requiring people to purchase a gun when they don't want to own one violates their freedom of speech and their freedom to act or not to act. The law violates the 14th Amendment because it creates two classes of people, heads of households and non-heads of households. That's pretty much the gist of this lawsuit. Here's the deal. The people of Nelson have suffered big time, they say, economically because of the law. They say they've been forced to purchase handguns and ammunition. It costs them $700 or less, but it's a financial burden. And there was a law very similar to this, and I know you know this one, that was passed in Kennesaw, Georgia, and it's been on the books since 1982. And Nelson, by the way, is a very small town as well, 1,300 people. Think they're going to win their lawsuit? I'm going to say the Brady Center has a whole bunch of money, a ton of money, so I'm going to say that they'll keep it tied up and they have a good chance to probably prevail in that suit. All right, justice of a different kind. This upcoming weekend, it used to be the bomb. It used to be, if we were weighing in on this, one of the biggest sporting events that you could ever get a ticket to and you could ever imagine a holiday. Memorial Day where you didn't watch it. What am I talking about? When you think of Memorial Day and you go old school, what do you think of? Could it be the Indy 500? Oh, yeah. That's what Memorial Day, it's always kind of meant to me because TVs were flipped on to the Indy 500. And what does it mean to win the Indy 500? Still a big deal, no doubt about it. Here's what Eddie Cheever had to say.
Very difficult race to call because there'll be so many cars that are competing for the win. And we also have that the nuance that is sitting there. This might be the first time in many, many years that we're going to add a driver to that very rare group of racing drivers that have won the Indy 500 4 times. So it's been very Frankie and Heather Cutson-Levis will have to get everything absolutely perfect.
All right, he named the names. Could it be history is that history is made, and it's a run. It's a long, long race, 500. They don't call it 500 for nothing. There's a reason, because you tune in at one point, and then you tune in, you know, a couple hours later, and it's a whole day affair. That was the idea. That it would be a race to the finish, and when it first was started, it was so, so popular, incredibly popular. You wouldn't even think, if you were in Indianapolis, you certainly wouldn't think of missing it. But people around the country, too, and I still think there's an audience for this, for sure. Absolutely. It's all about qualifying and timing and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it's about the pole, too. Who got the pole? Ed Carpenter, the local boy. Mm-hmm. It's interesting because his mother is married to the former Indianapolis Motor Speedway president, Tony George. So you have to think that this is part of his blood. Carpenter getting the pole for the 97th Indy 500. Stay with us. We're talking about axe bats next.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Whiz Kids had won it, Bobby Thompson had done it, and Yogi read the comics all the while. Rock and roll was being born, marijuana we would scorn, so down on the corner the national pastime went on trial. We're talking baseball, Klazuski and Fenella, talking baseball, the man and Bobby Feller, the scooter, the barber and the nuke. They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque, especially Willie, Mickey and the Duke.
All right, everybody knows what a huge Major League Baseball fan I am and what a baseball fan I am in general. College baseball, too. Love it. I used to cover the College World Series for a very, very long time. I did that, like a decade. We do a bunch of stuff on my talk radio show in Dallas and in New York City as well, because it turns out there are a lot of fans of the great game at all levels and anxious to see what some of those college players do. Well, something really cool and something really important is the equipment you use. I learned that the bat is to a hitter. The bat is sort of like their security blanket in some senses, and that's the weapon. You know, the bat is the weapon. So check this out. This company called Baden Sports has an axe handle bat that is so cool. It's an axe-shaped handle. That's what it looks like. And I think when it first came out, some of the colleges might have been a little skeptical, but now they're seeing what some of the hitters are doing with this sucker, and it's unreal. One of the converts is the University of Memphis. The assistant baseball coach there was not hip to it at all. Then they started using the bats, and quickly those averages shot up. They went sky high. So who's in the wing? Somebody who can tell us all about the bat is Greg Barton. He's the VP of Promotions for Baden Sports. Hey, Greg, how are you?
I'm doing great.
great, Kate. Thanks for having me.
You know, chicks dig the long ball, so I'm all about these bats. That really wasn't. Remember that? That was a
that's
promotion.
That's right here, anyway.
So tell me about what you're seeing. It seems as though, at least in the college ranks, this is really starting to catch fire. And is it because of what I said, because guys are really creaming the ball with it? They like the bat.
Well, it's been fun for us. I mean, axe handles are nothing new to baseball. We originally designed the handle off of a book that Ted Williams wrote called The Science of Hitting. And in that book, Ted Williams said that hitting a baseball is a lot like wielding an axe. So that's where the inspiration came from. We finally found technology that would allow us to build an axe handle and support an aluminum and or composite bat. So we put everything together and came up with a handle that promotes better bat speed, also helps square up the ball more, and reduces hand injury. And on top of all that, really packs a wall when you smack it.
Yeah. So the reducing injuries has to be huge, I would assume, for some of these coaches. What a great way to sell that. You're getting good reaction from that, I imagine.
Yeah, I think whether it's professional baseball or college baseball, these players are taking more reps now than they ever have. So, you know, as a coach, he wants to keep his or her best players on the field. And when you build a product that helps do that, they support it fully.
Yeah. Speaking of the pros, I mentioned Memphis. And before I jump to the pros, let's go back to that for a second. Are there other college teams who are using the bat, too, or thinking about it?
Yes, we started with the BB Corps bats last year, and we had five schools that used the bat, mostly Division II and Division III. Marietta College out of Ohio actually won the Division III World Series, and then we kind of sprouted from there. So now we have over 50 NCAA programs that actually use our axe bat.
Wow, 50. All right, so we go from college to the pros, and I'm a huge Philadelphia Phillies fan. My man Jimmy Rollins was using this bat or testing this bat out. Did you get a good reaction from him?
Yeah, Jimmy loves the bat, and we started with Jimmy last year, and the concept of the axe was something that he loved, and he saw the benefits of it, and we worked with him for about a year to make sure we had that handle correct for a major league hitter, and specifically to his specs. So now he's a full-time axe bat guy, and we're proud to have him.
Yeah. You know, you said in talking about this, if you have the traditional round knobs, now you go to it, and it was great, you used the quote from Ted Williams to what it can do, like using an axe, and as you said, perfecting that to work both on aluminum bats and also to work on wooden bats, obviously. And what did you find, you know, what is it about that handle, besides what you've already told me, that really pushes that bat speed?
Yeah, what it is for, whether it's major league players or college players or all the way down to little league, the biggest difference between the axe bat and a round handle is that we have no backside of a knob that's on our bat. So if a round handle actually goes around the entire handle of the bat, as we know. But when there's no backside, it allows the hitter to release his hands more freely. That gives you better bat speed. That is, and hitters a lot of times will talk about, hey, I want to be able to trust my hands. And if there's nothing binding their hands, which there isn't with the axe bat, it allows them to slot their hands to get the bat through the zone more cleanly and more quickly.
Yeah, I would assume, too, that lining it up, that's so big. You know, it's like it took me forever, Greg. I'm a golfer. I don't know if you are, to learn the grip, to get the grip right. They were always moving my hands around. And even in tennis, that's a big deal. And, of course, with a bat, the way you hold it, the way you talked about, the way you swing through it. But, obviously, the grips, too. I would imagine you can line, like, your knuckles up a little bit better.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, players talk about slotting their hands quite a bit. What they mean by that is getting their hands ready at the top of their swing so they're slotted to come through the hitting zone. And what the axe bat does is we make an oval handle for the bottom hand. It allows that hitter to get his hands in the hitting position before he actually begins the swing. He doesn't have to think about where the label is on the bat or you know, anything else, just need to grab that bat and just get that bat down to the zone. And the way we have built our handle, it actually positions the hands in a better place, in the correct place where they need to be in a palm up, palm down position.
Yeah, do you anticipate, because you know you have both obviously talking about aluminum, and in my head, of course, and the photographs I'm looking at, I'm looking at a lot of your traditional bats with the axe handle. But when we're talking about aluminum, it's obviously got to be sort of the same thing, but I would imagine even more pop. Do you get even more pop with it?
Yes. I mean, we could do some things very specific. I mean, if we're sliding the hands, we're delivering the same side of the barrel to the ball every time. So what that allows us to do is it allows us to build the bat with technological advances that will give the hitter more chances to hit the ball more solidly. We could put in directional flex. We can build the barrels differently. We could do a lot of things that traditional bat makers can't.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, too, in looking at these handles, this might sound funny, but as somebody who forever watched the evolution, and this is equipment, and you know this is your game, but you watch the evolution of equipment, like in hockey with the masks that now are so personalized, I think you could really personalize the axe handle. Do you find that you could do that? Because I'm looking at the back sides of the axe, and I'm just thinking, you're a promotions guy. If I'm a Major League Baseball team, I'm thinking, wow, maybe we could put some promotions on the back side of that.
You know what? That is a great idea. But you know, baseball is such a traditional game. It it takes a long time for baseball players and softball players to actually grasp something new, even if it may be better. So, you know, our challenge is getting the word out that, you know, what we've created is actually better for the hitter. And, you know, some hitters are just used to the round knob, and it takes us a little time to explain our technology and to allow that hitter to feel the difference. So, you know, for us, it's all about education. We, you know, the handle is ergonomically correct. It allows the hitter to have more success. And the more times we can put our bat in the hitter's hands, the more times we're going to be successful.
Yeah, and when you're showing teams and you're trying to demonstrate what it can do, I would imagine you do this because you're looking at those batting averages. Are you pulling those, constantly looking at the statistics so you can say, look, this is what we've seen with this team. Here's the 50 teams before. Here's what we've seen with some of the hitters. Do you do that?
Yeah, we do that to a certain extent. I mean, we were fortunate in signing Memphis, and they promptly went out and led Conference USA in hitting. So, you know, that certainly helped, but you know, all hitters are different. We feel that we give, you know, every hitter the chance to be better with our product. But as far as comparing hitters today using the axe handle versus hitters, you know, past years using a round handle, we try and stay away from that. We try to stay on what we have, you know, as a technology and what we believe is a superior product.
Yeah. Would this help me with my slow pitch softball? When I'm in the cages, I got to tell you, as much as I can hit a golf ball and sometimes knock the cover off of it, I cannot do the same thing with a softball. I don't know what it is.
Well, it'll certainly help you. I don't know if it'll help the fielders. You have to tell them to back up every time you get up.
All right, I like you. It's instantaneous. Axbat.com. Check it out. Axbat.com. Baden Sports. Greg Barton, good luck. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you very much, Kate.
Bye-bye. It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.